Okay, today's shiur is Shavuos Daf Lamed Dalet, and again, this week's shiur, our sponsor, the Refuah Shleima, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina, the Refuah Shleima, and today's shiur is also sponsored, Liz Ilu Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yitzchak Dov Halevi, Sali Shippel, Shlomo Ben Yitzchak Dov Halevi, and also Lili Nishmas Shlomo Shmuel Ben Yitzchak on his yard site. Shlomo Shmuel Ben Yitzchak, Shlomo Ben Yitzchak Dov Halevi, and Lerfuah Shalema, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina. Okay, Shavuos Lamed Dalet, here we go. We're on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We started discussing the Mishnah that made Chilukim between what are the requirements for Shavuos Eidos and what are the cases that Bezin is the Eidim are Chayev, Bezin are not Chayev. So we had the requirement for financial potential for the Eidim to deny their edus, and they would have given a financial win for the parties involved. So he said, what about cases which are not financial, like yesterday's Mishnah? What if the testify, I'm a Kohen, I'm a Levi, I'm not a Kohen, I'm not a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, all these other cases, or other cases where there's Kim Levi Jabim Minei, and all those cases we say, Pater. So the Gemara started bringing sources for how do we know that Shavuos Eidos is limited to Tfias Mamon. Why is it Dafka limited to Tfias Mamon? Financial cases. So we had a couple of sources. Rabbi Eliezer source was the Owen, right? O was learned out from, you have O from Shavuos Eidos, we have O by Shavuos HaPikadon. So we compare. The Gemara said, even though there's an O by Rosach and an O by Sota, so those aren't comparable, those aren't exactly parallel. Rabbi Akiva said, is learned out from Me'ele. Yeshem Lachas Me'ele, some Ela, some are Chayef, some are Pater, and we limited to Tfias Mamon. Rabbi Yossi Aglili was the third one. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. He said, let's read that one again. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Harei Omer, v'hu eid, o ra'o yada, v'eidos hamis kayemes, b'ri'iyah b'lo yadi, o b'di'iyah b'lo ri'iyah kaz medaber. When it says, o ra'o yada, it has to be a case which has both. It's possible to have yadi'iyah without ri'iyah and ri'iyah without yadi'iyah. When it comes to non-monetary cases, that is not possible. As we will see in the Gemara will explain. Only by mamonis could you have yadi'iyah separately, exclusively, and Re'iyah separately. Re'iyah below Yediyah, Ketzad. Mana manisi l'cha b'fnei ploni uploni. Yavo uploni v'yaidu. Right? Mana, I counted out to you in front of so-and-so. Come and testify. Zui Re'iyah below Yediyah. The Eidah might have seen that minion, that counting, but they have no idea whether it was a loan, whether it was matana, what it was. So that's why that is okay by Dine Mamanis. But Yediyah below Re'iyah, Ketzad, also Yediyah. Knowing without seeing. Mana hodesali b'fnei ploni uploni. Yavo uploni v'yaidu. Ploni ploni v'yaidu, zui yediyah below re'iyah. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili's makar is that Shavuos Eidos only applies where there is a Eidos that would be acceptable with just re'iyah or just yediyah, and that is called Eidos Umdana, and that is why it is limited to financial matters, Shavuos Ha'Eidos. The Rambam, again, we'll get back to this a bit later, but I said we'll start with this, so it had to be Mekayim, our words. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos describes the Isser D'Araisa, the Rambam Paskin, is an Isser to rely on Umdana outside of Mamanis. The Rambam says this also in Mishnah Torah, that by Dini Mamanis we would rely on Umdana. Again, the word Umdana can mean many different things in many different contexts. Now we're using Umdana to mean circumstantial or not exactly clear based on what the Eidim saw. Right? Umdana, again, has many other translations and meanings in other contexts. But this is this translation. The Rambam says in Perachav Dalet and Hilchas Sanhedrin, Yesh L'dayin L'dun B'dini Mamanis Al Pi Advarim She'dayto Nota Lahen. The Dayan could judge a Dini Mamanis based on things that he thinks, Shehein MS, if he had Davar Chazak Belibo Shehu Kain, and it's strong in his heart, Afalpi Shehein Sham Raya Berura. Even though there is no full, complete proof, V'ein Sarech Lomar, Im Hayahu Yodea Bavadeh Shah Davar Kain, Shehu Dan Kifi Mashayada. Ready? If he knows it's true, even if there's not full edus and re'iyah and rayas, as we would say in other contexts, that's still okay in dine mamanis. Ketzad, for example, harishin is chayav adam shua bebezdin v'yamar ladayan adam ne'eman etzlo. If a person is chayav shua bebezdin and the person is a very tzaddik yashar ne'eman person to the dayan v'shadaito somechas al dvarav, and I know the dayan relies on this person shezeh ha'ish chashid hu ala shvua, and the dayan knows that he's a chashid. The guy knows that everybody else, he knows that he's gonna lie. or he might lie. Yesh lo dayan lahafoch hashvua al shekenegdo v'yishev v'yito. All the sum chadaito shal dayan al divrei zeh. Afilo ayse isho eben ne'amonim etzlo. Hol matza davar chazak v'nachav alibo somecha levedan. V'chulu. And then he quotes other examples as well. V'chein kol kayotze baze at the end. She'ein adavar maser elo alibo shal dayan she'yodim kifima she'yire lo shehu den emes. Im kein lama etzricha Torah shnei edim, shebizman sheyavo lefnei adayin shnei edim, yodan api eduson, avu bishini yodem be'emes heidu o b'sheker. If there are two edim, that's for a case where he has no idea. But if he knows, so then there is flexibility by dinei mamonos. The Rambam does add that bizman hazeh, we should be very hesitant to use any of these quote-unquote hunches that the dayin might have. Kol elu advarim hein ikar hadin. May ikar adin, you can rely on this by dinim amenus. Aval misha rabu bate dinim she'enim hagunim, since once the bate dinim that were not appropriate, va'afilu yiu hagunim b'maaseyem, enim chachamim karo'u yubale bina, even if they're righteous people, but they don't have the, let's call it the halachic intuition that is needed for this type of umdana, hiskimu rov bate dina Yisrael, shelo yehafchu shvua el b'raya brura. If you open up a Pandora's box to start judging based on hunches and based on what we think Bizman Hazeh. Maybe in earlier generations they were able to do this, but not this. So Be'ikra Din, though, there's something called Eidus Umdana that would be allowed in certain cases by Dinei Mamonos. But if it's outside of Mamonos, so then there one is not allowed, and there's even an Issa Daraisa that the Rambam counts in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi. Lo Sase 290. Shehisiranu Shalachto Chagadarim Ba'omen Adas Achazak V'yafilu Hayakarvel Emes. Kemo Sheyu Adam Yirdefuhu Sono Lahargo Ulihinatsu Mimenu. Yikanis, Ruby's running up to Shimon with a knife. Yikanis Bevayis Echad V'yikanis Arodev Hahu Acharav V'nichras Anachro Acharayim V'nimsa Nirdav Harug V'hu Mefarper V'sono Sheherod Fa'omid Alav V'hasakin B'yado U'shnei Menatvin Dam. Right, there's blood dripping from the knife, and he's lying on the floor. Even so, there can't be a chiyuv misa. Beza would not put the person to death. Again, we learned in Sanhedrin, maybe he would go into a kippah in that way, because when it comes to murder, based on circumstantial evidence, maybe you could put it to a kippah, but fundamentally, to put him to death, Beza can't. We'll get back to that, Brother Shem, in a couple of minutes, later on the daf. But that is Eidus Miuchedes. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, what's the makar for Shvuas HaEidus being limited to Tvias Mamon? Because it says, who Eid o ra'ah o yada, you need a context where plain ra'iyah and plain yidia would be accepted, and that's only by mamonis and not by outside of dinei mamonis. Good. Number four, fifth to last line. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chiyev kan v'chiyev pepikadon. There's a chiyev here by Shvuas HaEidus, and there's a chiyev here by Shvuas HaPikadon, which is the topic of the next parak. Ma lahalan ena medaber ela b'tvias mamon. Just like Shvuas HaPikadon, it's only limited to tvias mamon, financial. That's what Shvuas HaPikadon is, right? We didn't talk about that yet. But Shvuas HaPikadon means you have something in mind, and I say, swear to me that you don't have it. Swear to, and it could be something that you found, or something that you stole, or something that I gave you to watch. All the different types of cases of Shvuas HaPikadon. So, that's only by a financial matter. So, Afkan Eina Madaber Elav Tvias Mamon. So, Rabbi Shimon's is, what is that, what type of comparison is that? Right, we had Gzeirah Shavas, and we had Mi'utz, and we had Drashas Limudim. So this is what we might call the weakest, or the most basic, and that's sometimes called the binyanav, or sometimes called the mamatzinu. Just two halachas in the Torah that we assume are comparable, right? They're both shvuos, they're both denying something that belongs to someone else, so it's a mamatzinu or a binyanav. Right? Why is it called a binyanav? Because the source limud is the av, and binyan is from the word ben, right? So, or nivnet, right? Ben is built from also, related to the word binyan. So that's why the nilmadim are like children. That's why it's called a binyan av. And that's but again, it can be knocked out, because it's not based on psukim, it can be knocked out by the weakest distinction between the two contexts. But that's Reb Shimon. There's a chiyuv here, there's a chiyuv there. Malahala in medaber elav tvias mamon, afkan in medaber elav tvias mamon. Va'od kal v'chomer. Not only is it a binyan av, it's also a kal v'chomer that the Shvuas HaEidus should be limited. Why? Ma pikadon sh'asa bo nashim ka'anashim. Krovim gerachokim sulam kiksherim. If by Shvuas HaPikadon, which we will learn, Beit Hashem, in the beginning of the next parak, it applies to men and women, and krovim krochokim, psulam ksherim, right? There's no contest of edus here. V'chayev, al kalachas v'achas b'fnei bezdin, v'shalo b'fnei bezdin, and yechayev for each and every one, for each hashva'a, whether it's in bezdin or not in front of bezdin. If a person comes and says, amashbia you that you have some, swear to me that you don't have my item. I swear to you that you don't have your item. And the next day, I swear to you. So you can be chayiv too, even not in front of Bezdin. So even though that's a very broad, expansive type of shvua, eino medaber ela b'tvias mamon, it's yet limited to financial. So edus, so shvua sa edus, which is limited to begin with. Shalo asa ba nashim ka anashim, ruch krovim kirechokim, sulam kiksherim. Right, we heard learn back on daf lamid, right, the mishnah at the beginning of the parak, that is limited to ru'uyim lahayin, only by men, only by rechokim, only by ksherim. Ve'eino chayiv ala achas b'fri Bezdin, and Yolim Bichayev one in the case of the Mishnah mentioned in front of Bezdin, so inherently it's limited. So Einodin, surely Shelo Yemedaber Ela B'Tvias Mamon. So it surely should be limited. If the Shvuos HaPikadon, which is an all expansive context, that is limited to financial matters, so to Shvuos Edus, which inherently is limited, surely should be limited to financial matters. So says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Right, malapikadon, you can't compare malapikadon shkin lo asabo mushba kinishba. By shvuas habikadon, there's a difference between someone who takes the shvua themselves, what we've called mipi atzmo and mipi acherim, umezid kishogeg, and mezid is not like shogeg. We'll have to see what that means. The Gemara of the Shem will discuss it later on the daf. Is that really true? Tomar be'edus shekein asabosh mushpa kinishpa u'mezik ashogi. By shvua se'edus mushpa is just like nishpa, right? Mi piyatzva mi piyachirim, and mezid is just like shogi. And you're chayev even for mezid by shvua se'edus. So you can't compare. Remember, we said it's a mamasinu or a kal v'chomer. So once you knock out the connection, so it's knocked out. So the Gemara says tam alomar. So the Gemara quotes. Maybe this is number 5. Techta, techta, l'gzeira shava. Nemar kan techta, v'nemar lahalan techta. It says, by shuas ha'edus and shuas ha'pikadon, right next to each other in the Torah. Perak dal and perak hey in, Vayikra. Malahalan, ena medaber, ela b'tvias mamon. Afkan, ena medaber, ela b'tvias mamon. Adkan, the sources in the Gemara for the limitation of shuas ha'edus, and we have 4 or 5, of them. And we'll get back to, each one of them as the Gemara is going to go into, deeper understandings of each one. So Maskav LaRabba. So Rabba's going to ask a kasha on the first one. Maskav LaRabba Bar Ula. Right, the first one was the O's. What do we end up saying? It says O by Shuas Ha'idus. It says O by Shuas HaPikadon. So we compare the two. Doesn't it say O by Sota? And there's a Shvua there. Doesn't it say O by Rotseach? So we said those are either Rotseach doesn't have a Shvua, and even Sota, which has a Shvua, doesn't have a Kohen. Right, so that's why we compare a shvua she'eni makoin to a shvua she'eni makoin, and that is why we compare the two cases of shvua se'edus, shvua se'bikator. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, I can come up with a context where there's also a shvua she'eni makoin, and there's O's. O, bitui yochichu. What about shvua bitui? The topic that we discussed back in the third parak. Shehein oin, v'yeshimohen shvua, v'enimohen koin, umedabrim shalom b'tvias mamon. Why don't we compare Shvuas Ha'edus to Shvuas Bitui, right? Unlike Shvuas HaPikadon. And remember, whenever we discuss these types of Gemaras, which talk about technical limudim, one can definitely read it with a deeper eye. And that is, we're not just comparing words. We're saying, is Shvuas Ha'edus fundamentally more comparable to Shvuas HaPikadon or Shvuas Bitui? Shvuas HaPikadon might be a part of Gzela. Right, you have something of someone else's, and you know that you're denying it. Right, there's a concept of toin tainas ganav by a shomer shvuas hapikadon. So there's definitely an affinity between shvuas hapikadon and gneiving gzela. Right, if shvuas hapikadon is not, if it would have been, it is discussed in Baba Kama. Right, because there are obviously aspects of that. So maybe that's shvuas hapikadon, shvuas ha'edus. I'm denying to know your testimony. I swear falsely. So maybe that's more like shvuas bitui. Because after all, that's like Shvuas Bitui has nothing to do with money. I swear I ate a hamburger. I swear I didn't eat a hamburger. So maybe Shvuas Ha'edus is more connected to that, or not, or no. Shvuas Ha'edus has to do with your affecting someone else's financial state. So we can see both sides. So that's what's going on behind these Gemaras that are comparing what's it more comparable to. The Gemara always has more meat underneath. If we would just think about it and try to appreciate what the Gemara's questions and answers are, the Shakla Vataria. So this is exactly the question. Rabbi Marula says, maybe we should compare Shvuas Edus to Shvuas Bitui, says the Gemara. No, mistavra mi bikadon havelil melef. No, it's better to learn shuas edus from shuas bikadon. Why? Shekein techta mi techta. It's the same word. Techta and techta, gzera shava. Adarabba mi bitui havelil melef. Shekein chatas mi chatas. Right? No, it's better to learn shvuas ha'edus from shvuas bitui. Why? Because both of those have a carbon chatas. Both of those are chatas olaviorates. Right? Unlike shvuas ha'pikadon, which is a carbon asham. Right? Asham gezelos. Right? That's the shvuas ha'pikadon. An asham related to the gzela. It's even called asham gzelos. So maybe we should compare, right? Maybe the different carbon tips us off as to different natures of the averos, right? Every carbon is specifically suited for the avera that is, makes it obligatory. So Ella, the Gemara says, mistavra. So the interesting, the Gemara now says mistavra. Beforehand, it wasn't based on a mistavra. It was based on psukim. So now mistavra, it's logical. Mi pikadon havelil melef. It's better to learn shvuas edus from shvuas pikadon. Shekein, why? It is similar in four ways. Shekein, chait. Number one, what is chait? It is techta techta. You have the same word. Bi mezid. They're both chayiv mezid kishogeg. Right? Shvuas edus and shvuas pikadon. Both of them are cases we did the aver b'mezid. I swear that I didn't know testimony. I swear that I don't have it. And I was lying. So both of those are karbanos that are brought even on a ma'isa b'mezid. Right? Not like shuas bitui. Remember we had shuas bitui. It's only by shogeg. We had the case back on Daf Chav Zayin or so. Adam bishvua excludes ones. And then vinelam, excludes mezid. But you're chayiv only on shogeg. Right? That's vinelam by the shuas bitui. So, chait connects Eidos and Pikadon, and Mezid, Tav'e v'kafre, there's a Tfia and a Kfira, by Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Pikadon. There's a Toveya, someone's claiming, and there's a denial. By Bitui, I could just swear what I did. Right, nothing to do with Tfia and Kfira. And Va'avre, and it's about the past. Eidos and Pikadon are about the past. What does that mean? Bitui could also be about the past. No? So Rashi has one line. Eidos and Pikadon, one word, I should say. Avre, Eidus Bikadon Shtean Ashvuas L'Sha'avar, Avo Bitui, Ikara L'Haba. What does that mean? That's what's in the Torah. Lehara O Lehitiv, as we discussed at length in the third parak. You're right, right? Machlokas Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Akiva, if you remember, whether we pass in like Rabbi Akiva that it's even on L'Sha'avar, but that's what Rashi is in that one word. Ikara L'Haba. And the other is learned that from a drasha, right? That's what Tosfos also explicates. Tosfos quotes that some leave out this word va'avre. Tosfos, second Tosfos. Hachi Garcinon. We know if a Tosfos starts off with Hachi Garcinon, there must be someone who's not Gori Sin. But Hachi Garcinon, Tave, Kafre, va'avre. Right? It's all about the past. The is the logasin of va'avre. Mishun the shuas bitu yisanami l'sha'avre l'Rabbi Kiva. Right? Rabbi Kiva holds that it's shuas bitu is also about the past. The li nira, no, the imkain, if you would take that out, that would be a problem. Because then, tave v'kafre would have to be counted as two, and you see from Agmar later on, that it's only counted as one. So, Satosis, on technical grounds, rejects that, but Rashi, with that one word, already answers the question. Right? Ikare lahaba. Right? The ikar, what's in the Torah Shebichsav, is already, different, and that could be counted on the list. Okay, so the Gemara says, Eidah should be learned from Bikadon because of these four items. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, mi bitui avlel melef. Maybe you should say the opposite. Maybe Shuas Ha'edus is more connected to Shuas Bitui. Why? Shekein Chatas, because, right, they're both with a carbon Chatas, Olaviorid, right, they both are not an Asham. Sheyarda, right, that's Olaviorid. They're both Chatas, and they both go up and down. And Lechomesh. And they both don't have a chomesh. Asham gzelos, which is shuas ha'pikadon, once I admit that I swore falsely, I have to pay keren, chomesh, and asham. I have to give back the principal, I have to bring the carbon asham, and I have to give chomesh, what the halacha calls 25% more of what I, of the item. And by edus and bitui, there is no such thing as chomesh, right? So therefore that links edus and bitui again. So the Gemara says, harach lefishun, it's 4-3. So you're right, so that's why Pikadon wins. So again, does that mean technically it's more, or somehow the ones on the list of Eidus and Pikadon are more defining? Right? You have to look at each one and figure out whether Hanach Lafishon, which just sounds like it's more quantitative, but maybe it means a little more qualitative as well. Chomesh is going to come up, Ezer Shem, later in the Masechta, in Shuas HaPikadon, in the next parak. Well, let's just mention the one word about it now, because it is here. There is a discussion, what type of payment Chomesh is. Right? We have two types of payments that we discussed in the recent days. We have mamon, right? We have knas. What's chomesh? Right? That's something different, right? That's chomesh is, might not be a recipient, right? By knas, generally, there's a recipient. Kefel and dalav hay and chatzi nezek. By ones, mafateh, there's usually a recipient by knas, right? And that's why Rebbe Chanan that we discussed a couple of days ago, against Rabbi Akiva Eger, that a knas does exist before Bezes B'chayavit. I didn't say the formulation of his then, but I'll just repeat it now. Rebbe Chanan says, knas, interesting, usually payments start with the mechuyev and it goes to the one who is owed it. But the halachic generator of the chiyuv of the one who owes it, and the recipient gets it. Knas is the opposite. The halachic generator is the, I'm sorry, I said the opposite, right? Usually the halachic generator, if I borrow money from you, the halachic generator is the recipient, the one who's going to get it, and therefore I'm a chuyuv. He's owed, I'm a chuyuv. Knas is the opposite. I owe, and therefore you're going to get it. But it's not that the chiyuv is there beforehand. That's why mechila might not work by knas. Because the chiyuv starts with me, my obligation, not with your receiving it. Right? That's the difference between mamon and knas, Rabbi Chanan said. What about chomesh? So sometimes chomesh does not have a specific recipient. We have chomesh in different, we have chomesh by achilas truma. We're talking about it here by Yeshua Sabikadon. Right? It's kind of opposite of knas. By knas, if I'm modif a knas, I'm pater. By Shuas HaBikadon, I'm only Chayav HaChomesh if I am Modeh. So Modeh is Mechayev, the opposite of Modeh being Poter. So the question is, it's not really Knas, but it might be what the Gemara calls Kapara. Is the Chomesh a Mamon payment, or is the Chomesh more of a Kapara payment connected to me? Similar, parallel to a Knas, but not exactly. A big Nafgamina, to say whether it's a kapara, whether it's mama, whether it's knas, what about bisman hazeh? Does chomesh apply bisman hazeh? If this shvuas habikadon, right? This karen, chomesh, and asham. So the asham doesn't apply bisman hazeh. The karen applies bisman hazeh. What about the chomesh? Does the chomesh go with the karban, or does the chomesh go with the karen? So that is a major discussion. The rush in Baba Kama discusses this, and the she'iltos, I'll read it to you from the she'iltos, kuf yutes, in Parshas Naso. Right, she'ilta. Where does the she'iltos talk about shvuas habikadon in the context of gzela? That's important, right? She'ilta. The aser lahon the beis yisrael the migzal chad min chavrei. Ve'echad the gazle lechavrei ve'ishtavalei the lo gizal tich. Somebody steals and then swears about it. Mechayev l'shlume karen v'chomesh u'maisi karban asham u'mechaperlei. So why is that important? Karen Chomesh, and he brings a carbon, and then he says, V'chulu v'hecha demis nigzal, and if the nigzal died, misham Karen v'chomesh liyarshav, v'hecha the gazle, it goes through all of the halachas. The Netziv there in the Hemek She'ela says, V'yadua, let me just find it. U'b'she'en zu pirishtin chomesh. U'b'she'ilta zu pirishtin chomesh. He goes through all the halachas of chomesh in this she'ilta. V'yadua de rabbeinu lohevi eladinim anogim bizman hazeh. V'yalkarchach svir leitigam eidanoig din chomesh. Says the Netziv, being medayik in the she'iltos, it must be the she'iltos thinks that chomesh applies bizman hazeh. Because he does mention carbon also, but he goes through all the details of chomesh here. V'lo kaharash perak babakama, perak goes akama. Not like the rush. The Rosh there says, he quotes it, V'ya'idna avagav de'ein chomesh v'asham, le'inina karen noigdin zeh. Rosh is beferish, even though we don't have carbon and chomesh today, but still, the karen applies. Avo rabbeinu svirilei de chomesh dinahu de mishalim, k'mo mamon et de karen. So the shiltos against the Rosh, who holds like the chomesh is connected to the carbon, so related to the kapara element, but the shiltos must hold that it's a mamon payment. And therefore, says the Netziv, this nafkamina of bizman hazeh would be an outgrowth of whether chomesh is a kapara or it is mamon. The Menachas Chinuch is very charif about this. He is very upset at the Rosh. Right? In Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Ches, Mitzvah Kuf Chav Tes, he says, V'li nearly pashut to bizman hazeh chayev karen v'chomesh. We can't bring the carbon, but I have no idea why anybody would say that you're not chayiv, right? The lo shayecha inna. Veino kanas chayiv dafka odas atzmo. Vein sorach bezin smuchim lechayvo. Right, and therefore imkein nirolid bevaday the chayiv bezman is a gamkein. And he quotes the Rosh and he says lofi kotzer sichli umiyut bekiusi eini odeya makor lazelama yiftar. I know the Rosh is the Rosh, but I have no idea in my little seichel. I don't know why it would be that way. But he says, I think it's wrong, but then he has the classic line at the end of the paragraph. Ach kivan da harishonim v'achronim pashat etzlam deino noeg batla daiti. Ach torahi v'ashem yisbarach yoyer einai v'chulu. I hope that one day I'll understand this, says the Menachas Chinuch. So he says what he says, but then he says with the kfifus that he feels to the Mesorah, I guess I'm wrong for some reason, but I really don't understand, you know, why that is. Okay, that's related a little bit to Chomesh, but eventually we'll come back to that, at a later date. Okay, two dots. Number two. Rabbi Akiva Omer. This is going back to the second Makar. Rabbi Akiva Omer, v'hayiki yeshem lachas me'ela. Yesh me'ela shu chai, yesh me'ela shu pater. So the word me'ela is the limit that, Shuas Eidus is only by financial matters. Okay, Tzad. So, how would we limit it? What's me'ela? Tavu mamon chayev, tavu darachar pater. So that's what we say. The Makar is to limit it, so we, so to speak, arbitrarily make that distinction. Only financial matters and not non-financial matters. Says the Gemara, Eifachana. Maybe you should say exactly the opposite. Maybe you should say only non-financial matters, right, are included in Shuas Eidus. And not financial matters. So Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, A'owin, Rabbi Elazar Samech. Really, Rabbi Akiva holds like number one also. Rabbi Akiva is building on number one, meaning the Owen. He believes in the Owen, comparing it to financial matters. But let's say he starts with his. He starts with his that says there's a limitation. And how do you know what's the limitation? So you know from Owen that it's limited to financial matters. Fine. So says the Gemara, okay, my benai, ben Rabbi Elazar, ben Rabbi Akiva. So if one and two are pretty similar then, what's the difference, halacha l'maisa, between the two of them? So you can be nayu, mashbia ede karka. What if there mashbia ede karka? Karka usually is not subject to a shvua. So is it subject to shvua sa'edus? Rabbi Elazar chayab and Rabbi Akiva paturin. So they're both limited to financial, but even, is it even more limited? Do you exclude karka? Machlokas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who would say everybody agrees pater by mashbia ede karka, hacha mai ika ben Rabazar Rabbi Akiva. We'll get back to that sugi in a couple of days, Be'ezras Hashem. But according to him, so what's the difference? Ika ben ayo ede knas. Yesterday's ibaya that was not answered, right? So maybe that's the difference between Rabazar and Rabbi Akiva. What about ede knas? Period. Number three. What was the third source? Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. That's what we started with today. Right? Only the Rabbi Yossi Aglili says only Shuas Eidus is subject to cases where you could have Yadia plain or Re'iyah plain. But all other contexts, it would not be accepted, and that's why it must be excluded. Rabbi Yossi Aglili must not hold like Rabbi Acha. What's Rabbi Yacha de Tanya, the Brisa says? So, Eidus Umtana, as we just said, is a major sugya in Shas. It comes up right here. It comes up later on in the Masechta. It comes up in Baba Basra. It comes up in Sanhedrin, as you see on the side. But each one in a little different context. Again, it's huge. We'll do some of the Rishonim on this stuff. But, to know that it's, we're touching on something big. The Tanya, the Brisa says as follows. Rabbi Yacha Omer. Gamal Ocher Ben Gamalim. Benimsa gamal harug b'tzido. You have a bunch of camels in an area. One camel you see is going crazy. Maybe it's a wild camel. Maybe it's a camel, I don't know if you say in heat, right? It's a camel's going crazy. You see it's jumping around and all of a sudden you turn your back for 5 minutes and you turn around and you see another camel lying dead next to the camel that's jumping around. So you could pretty much assume, you know, that camel, the wild camel, which maybe belongs to someone else, you know, killed the dead camel. Is that enough to be mechayev for Dini Mamanus? Gamal ha'ocher ben ha'ogmala. Benimsa gamal ha'orug b'tzito. Biyadua shezeh hargo. Rabbi Acha says, yes. Yes, it's good enough. You know that this camel killed. The Islay. So, and that's Rabbi Acha. And we're about to see in a second. The Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Acha holds of Eidus Umdana across the board. Across the board, even by Nefashos. Even by the Fashas. And that's why the Gemara is asking, it must be Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't hold like Rabbi Acha, because if he did, Rabbi Yossi Aglili wouldn't limit it to cases of Dinim Amunis. Right? What does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, O8, O Ra'a, O Yada is only by Dinim Amunis. You can only have Yadiyah below Re'iyah, and Re'iyah below Yadiyah and Dinim Amunis, not outside. You can have it outside. Can you have either Zumdanai? Must be Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't all like Rabbi Yacha. The Islay, Rabbi Yacha, Bidin Nefash is Nami Mishkacha's law. Right? If he holds like Rabbi Yacha, then he should accept it in Din Nefash, like the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. Like the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. The Tanya. What was the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach? Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. Ereb ben Achama. I will, shall see consolation. Right? Which is a Lashon Sagi Nohar. It's basically cursing. Not to give him, I shouldn't see consolation. Im lo ra'isi echad, the following case. If I didn't see someone running, shirats acher haver lechurva, somebody running after their friend into a churva, to a dilapidated area, building. Veratzi acher avo matzazi saif biyado. I ran after them, and then all of a sudden I see the sword in his hand. V'dam etaftef, and blood dripping off the sword. V'harug mefarper, and somebody dead, flailing. Amarti lo, Russia, mi argolaze, o ani o ata. One of us killed this guy, and it wasn't me. Right? He says to him, what could I do? What could I do? You know, yeah, I didn't see it. Right? So I can't do anything. But you know what? Hashem will take care of you. So in the days of the Tanoim, they had certain powers, or their words, you know, went straight up to Shemayim. What happened, right? 10 seconds later, a snake came, bit the murderer, and he died. So, but Reb Shimon Shetach says, I can't do it, because it would be umdina. But the Gemara is assuming there would be Yacha, maybe would say in that case, that it would be Eidus umdina, that would be acceptable. So Amasi Reb Yosef Lili argues with Reb Yacha. He does not hold of Eidus umdina across the board. Let's just finish the sentence, and then we'll come back to some comments. The Gemara says, no. Afilu tema isle de Reb Yacha. No, maybe theoretically he could hold like Reb Yacha. The problem is, you can only have it on one side. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Shvuas Eidus is limited to cases where you could have just Yediyah or just Re'iyah. This case, you can only have one of them. So even if you hold of Eidus Umdana, it has to work in two directions. Bishlamo Yediyah below Re'iyah Mishkachasla. You can have a case of Yediyah without Re'iyah, that was his case. Right? He knew the guy killed without seeing the guy killed. So, in a non-monetary case. Ela re'iyah below yediyah hecha mishkachasla. Could you ever have a re'iyah without a yediyah? That you can't have. Why? Milo boy meida imobi kochavim harag, o yisrael harag, im adam trefa harag, o shalim harag. You have to know details. You can't just witness an act. And therefore, you have to know if he was a trefa, right, if he was a shalim, and therefore you can never have a case of re'iyah below Yediyah, and that's why Rabbi Yosef Lili would exclude it from Shvuas Eidus. Again, not because he wouldn't hold of Rabbi Yacha in general, maybe he would agree to Eidus Umdana outside of monetary cases, but for Shvuas Eidus, you have a higher standard. You have to have cases that work with just Yediyah and just Re'iyah, and that would only be Dine Mamanus. Stop there for a moment. Again, a lot to talk about in these few lines. Let's just mention one or two points. So the Gemara assumes that Rav Acha holds it even by Nefashos. Tosfos here, a very important Tosfos. Tosfos D'I discusses, but the Gemara, in Masechta Sanhedrin sounds like, even Rabbi Acha wouldn't apply it to outside of Dine Nefashos. Right, because how are we ma'ayim the edim? The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin, and the Gemara is bedayik there that the Mishnah must be like Rabbi Acha, who only says it by mamanus and not by nefashos. So even Rabbi Acha doesn't go that far. So the Gemara says, Tosfos says that's only in the havamin of that Gemara. But according to the Maskana, who that is like the Rabbanan, Rabbi Acha would go across the board. Okay, but either way, the Maskana, the Tosfos continues and says that by umdana demuchach, then everyone would agree that we would rely on umdina even by nefashos. Tosfos says, Mishkachas la umdina b'dina nefashos la kulei alma, kimo, shos la neshicha al rosho v'nakav krum shel moach. What happens if somebody two people are in a house, and then somebody walks out of the house, I'm going to just give an example, and he has a whip mark or some bite mark on his back. And there's no way that he gave himself that bite mark. It's impossible. So that's umdana demuchach, that it was given, it was inflicted by the other person. So would we be mechayiv outside of mamanus in a case of umdana demuchach? Tosfos says yes.
Tosfos says, right, nakav krum shamoach, dafilu rabbanan modu by umdana. Even the rabbanan will be modu in this umdana by nefashos.
Again, this is a day that does not appear in all the Tosfosim. All the Tosfos throughout Shas talk about umdana. This day does not appear in all of them. That we would accept an umdana demuchach by nefashos. This is the Feirish against the Rambam and Beferish against the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah and Sanhedrin there, Daf Lamed Zayin, and the Rambam. Now I'll read that Rambam from Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says, even umdana demuchach, right? Does not, we read it by the Losa, I say before, we cannot judge a case of Nefashos, no matter how clear it is, if we didn't see it. Says the Rambam in Perek Chaf of Sanhedrin. Four prakim before what we read before. Ein bezen onchin ba'omne nadas, ela api eidim beraya brura. Afilu, right? Even. Roho eidim rodi v'acharev v'lehargov. Hisru bov elimor neyem moshir chazachar l'chor v'mnechlu l'acharov umatsu harug hovelo ra'u ba'eshi kohu ein bezen hargen v'edazu. V'akayot zek hayot se bezen nomar v'nakivit tzadik al tarog. And you see almost everything. Right? You can't put him to death. Right? Does not leave out any exceptions. But if it's an umdav demuchach, right, that's, then it's okay. Right? The read the Achronim say, the Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam, whether by an umdav demuchach, where it's impossible to have been anything else, you know, would we be mechayved in fashas? Bali Tosfos at least have a dea here, yes, while, Tosfos and the Rambam and the Arama would say no. Next, Tosfos also, on the bottom, Tosfos. Tosfos discusses, Itrefar, you have to know if he was a Trefar or if he's a Shalem. Ask Tosfos, don't we follow the Rove? Right, we know by Tosfos. Tema hazlina basaruba, the Meirot Seach, Taikina, Leveperakama, Dechulin. Tolo Chashina, Dilma Makam, Saif, Nekev, Have. Maybe there was a hole in his heart exactly where he stabbed him. Tosfos says, we look at the Gemara, Dechulin says, we don't have to worry about that. Holchin achra Rove. Ein Holchin b'mamon achra Rove. That's true. But by Nefashos, you go after the Rove. Says the Antosa discusses, shouldn't it be a Kavachomer otherwise? But either way, Tosva says, V'yeshlomar demayri kagon de'ika kaman chad treifa v'chad shalem. Our case must be, you have two people in front of you, you know one of them is a treifa. And you killed one of them, you don't know which one was killed. Okay, so you know there's a chazaka that one of these is a treifa. But you're right, in the chinami, in general, we wouldn't worry about treifa. Good. And then we have the middle Tosfos that we just skipped, which is also an important Tosfos. Al pishnayim edim. Tosfos discusses that what happened in the case of Rav Shimon Shattach, he walked in and the person was mefarper. He was flailing. He was flailing around. Tosfos says, but one second, don't we have elsewhere the discussion in Yevamis, and it's also a little bit in Meseches Gittin, that there, if there is any other attribution to the murder, we would pater, like the winds or some other type of the weather, right? So how here, if he was Mefarpel, maybe Bilbo Haruach, or maybe there's some other attribution that we could give. So Tosfos says, again, a part of a big topic, only by Galus Are Miklat, Ritzicha B'Shogeg, do we take those into account. But by Ritzicha B'Mezid, you don't worry about the wind, or you don't take about the other attributions. Meaning there's a different Mechayiv, Tosfos says, between Ritzicha B'Mezid and Ritzicha B'Shogeg. It's not exactly parallel. Right? We had this also in Sanhedrin, in those sugyas towards the, in the second half of the Masechta, about, Gram Ritzicha. There might be differences between Misa B'Mezid and Misa B'Shogeg. But Tosfos here at least has that line. Tafka Gabi Galus Hutapatrin and Lay. Perak Basra de Yavamas. Mishun de Miatri Kroy, because they're Psukim. Vayapalov Ayamos. Al Misa's Bezdin, Lo Mifter Bahachi. But by Misa's Bezdin, we wouldn't say that. We would say he's Chayev, even if there's a slight chance that there is a winds or some other attribution. Period. Okay, let's continue. Again, each of these issues that we touched on is a big topic, but we have to continue. The Chashuk Yechemet, just not mention the case. Here, he talks on Yediyah below Re'iyah, Yediyah below Yediyah. Here's the following case. I mean, a very scary case. Talking about Yediyah below Re'iyah. There was a Maisa with a woman who, a family, amazing family in Yerushalayim, and, the woman one time wanted to go back, she went back to Europe to visit her ancestors, visit the Kfaris of the ancestors. And lo and behold, when she goes to the cemetery, and they tell her exactly where her mother's mother is buried, she goes and finds it, and she sees it's in the non-Jewish section of the cemetery, and she sees on her grandmother's, on her mother's mother's kever, there's a cross. And she's like, oy vey, what's going on? And she goes back, they did more research, and then her brother in Yerushalayim, they did more and more research, and they find out that they're goyim. So they go in the stealth of darkness or whatever, self-night, they go to a bezdin, a very private bezdin. The bezdin says, yeah, and the whole family is tova l'shem geirus, because, you know, they don't want anybody to know. The problem is, the father is a very upstanding rav in the community, and he was an aide at many weddings. And the question is, we pass an aid, a goy is pasal edus midaraisa. So what do you do about all these edus? So he has a 4-page tshuva, but at the end he bases it mostly on the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has a concept of yediyah below re'iyah. Everybody else at the wedding knows what's going on under the chuppah, even if they can't see it.
So can you rely on that by nefashis, by context, outside of Mamanis, to say, even if there were only Krovim under the chuppah, if everybody else knows about it, Yediyah, they hear Mikudeshes, and they hear, you know, Shavapruta. They hear what's going on there, but they don't see the actual putting the ring on the finger. Is that good enough for marriage? Chassam Sofer has that case. So the Chassam Sofer says, you know what? If there's no downside, so do it again. Here, there's a big downside. What, you're going to have to go to every couple that you were an aid at? Oh, I'm sorry, you know, I was a guy. You know, I have to, Chas v'shalom, he says, L'maisa bin yoneinu, after five pages, Yesh makom apich sam sofer lahatir shalit sarach lakacha shenis. Ach l'maisa davar zem masur l'gdoli ador, v'yesh l'shalom b'chol makom l'gufo. You got to ask l'gdoli ador. So we did, but he's telling us we have to, anyway, that's the fascinating, Yediyah below Re'iyah. Biter, five lines from the bottom. Shma mina. So 1 second. Says the Gemara. Rashi says this is a milsa ba'ape nafshe. This is something separate. The fact that Rabbi Yisrael Galili says that Shua Se'ed this is only by Yediyah below Re'iyah and Re'iyah below Yediyah, it must be Ksav Rabbi Yisrael Galili. Must be Eidei Knas Pater. It must be he would exclude Eidei Knas from Shua Se'ed this. Why? Deis agadai dechayiv nehi Yediyah below Re'iyah ashkechana. By Knas, you could have Yediyah below Re'iyah, Re'iyah below Yediyah, Milo Boy, but you would never have Re'iyah below Yediyah. Milo Boy Meida, Nachris Baal, Bas Yisrael Baal, talking about the cases of Ones and Mefateh. Those are Knasos. So there, you have to have Yediyah too. Don't you have to know Nachris Baal, Bas Yisrael Baal, Psula Baal, Be'ula Baal? So it must be the Rabbi Yosei Glili, because he limits Shavuos Eidus to cases where there is Yediyah below Re'iyah and Re'iyah below Yediyah. He must exclude, he must say Mashbi Eidei Knas is also Pater. Period. Yasef Rav Hamnuna Kamei Rav Yehuda, the Yasef Rav Yehuda Vakamei Boile. Rav Yehuda asked the following question. Mana minisicha bifnei ploni ploni. I counted out money in front of two people. The Eidim Rona Somi Bachutz, and there were Eidim on the outside. Eidim on the outside. What difference does it make that it's on the outside? Rashi says the Nitfa doesn't see them. Tosva says they are on the outside, so they don't know what this payment is for. They just see it from the outside. Right, different reasons why outside makes a difference. So what's the halacha there? If the Edom see this person counting out money. So Amar Le Rav Hamnuna v'halo matoin. Well, what is the person claiming? E Amar Lo Hayudvar Me Olam. If he says, I never counted out money to that guy, Huchsa Kafran. Right, then he's a liar because the Edom saw. So there's nothing to talk about. E Amar In Shakli Vididi Shakli. If he says, of course, yeah, he gave me money, but it's my money. So then, kiyaso edim ayavi. So the edim can't undo that, right? The edim aren't saying more than, we saw him count our money. So amalei hamnuna at ulta. So Rav Hamnuna, who said this, is told by his Rebbe, you know, come on inside. Meaning that's a great, great claim. You know, the ibaya, you know, you have to know miman of shach, there's no question, and therefore, come on inside, right? Rashi says, right, you're asking good kashas, so therefore you could come in. There's an important ksos. The ksos in Siman Ayin Tes asks that we know by a kli ha'asui l'hashilu l'haskir. Let's say I have a item which is usually borrowed, right? It's commonly borrowed, and there are eidim that see you give it to me, so I can't claim that that's mine, right? Because that is asui l'hashilu l'haskir. And therefore, if the Edom see that, and you say it's yours, so then, I'm not Naaman. I have to give it back. See, that's the Ksos. What's the difference between that case and this case of money? Money is Asui Lahavos, right? People lend money all the time. So what's the difference between the case of money, the case, why is this guy believed to say, no, it's mine, you were giving it to me? So Ksos says, no, it's a big difference. Ayin Tez Beis. There, by Kalim, there's a Cheskas Marakama. Right, we knew that this belonged to so-and-so, now you're giving it to me, so we can assume it was lent and not given. But money, this money is specifically, there's no chazaka on the marakama. Money is money. Right? There's no hand that a person has over money more than others. There's no chazaka in that way. And therefore, unless there is the people know why it's being given over, so then the nitva would be believed. Right? So again, in Ayin Tes Base. Yeshlomar, the shiny chayfetz, the hadra b'enei lahachi b'tvar mazuin lahashul haskir, mokbinu la b'cheskas marakama, aval halva'a, tahavi lahotza'a lo shayach lomar b'cheskas b'aylam harishonim. Tami cheskas b'aylam harishonim v'ada yatsa. Afilu nasa lo b'tara salva'a. Ela denema denasa b'tara salva'a, v'yisarcha lo v'lashalim. So he says, that's the difference between the two cases. Good. Hahuda amalei lechavri, manamanisi lechavetz adamudzeh. Reuven said to Shimon, I count the money out to you here, and you owe it to me. Amar lelo, avarti b'sad amud zeh. I have never walked by that amud over there. Also, shreisad, yasidu beit the hishtin mayim b'sad amud zeh. Two of them came by and said, well, one time he went to the bathroom next to that amud. So, Amar Blatin Rabbi Shlakesh, Hufza Kafran. Ah, he's a liar. So just like the Edom say, he went by that Amud, he has to pay. It must be he's lying. Matzkav La Rav Nachman, Haidina Parsahu. That's a Persian din, meaning it's an inappropriate din. Mikamar Me Olam, did he mean that he never went by that Amud? Be'ezek Zeh Kamarle. What he meant to say was that he never paid, was involved with, accounting out of the money by that pillar. That's not Hufza Kafran. Or you get the Amri similarly. Hut Amri Lechabri Manam Yisrael Chabasad Amazeh. Amri Lelo Avardi Bissad Amazeh Mi Olam. Nafku Beit Sadi Tishtimayim Bissad Amazeh. Same story. Amri Rav Nachman Hufza Kafran. So Rav Nachman, different players here. Rav Nachman says Hufza Kafran. Amri Rav Lelo Rav Nachman. No. Kol Milsa Dula Rami Alei De'inish Avid Lava Lava Daite. Things that are important to people and they don't focus on, they don't remember. You put it out of your mind. It goes in, it goes out. So a person doesn't focus on where, especially in the days of old, where it was more acceptable in terms of hashtanas mayim in many different places, right? So you don't focus because he said that. You know, it doesn't mean that he never went by there, and therefore he's not muhsuk hufza kafran. The Rimi Gashir has a whole column about all the rules of kol milsa to lo rami ele inish. Very lemaisa principle. Not for now. In terms of musar, it's in terms of our learning, right? If our learning was chaviv to us, we would remember every single thing we learn. But the problem is, it's not as chaviv to us as it should be. Kol milsa d'lo rami ele inish, that we don't think about ourselves lava daite. So we have to put our learning rami ele inish, right? And then we would never forget anything. Period. Okay, number four. Number four makar was Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon omer chiev kan v'chiev v'bikadon, right? He was just the mamatzinu. And then there was a kavachomer. He quoted a mamatzinu and a kavachomer. And then there was a kasha on the kavachomer. So the Gemara says, machwa lebe ma'arava. So they laughed about this in Ma'arava. So my chucha, what was the problem of the comparison between Eidus and Bikadon? Just parenthetically. There is a minog of Klal Yisrael to learn Masechah Shavuos during Yimei HaOmer. There's a minog, 49 daf, 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, is Masechah Shavuos. So on Lag BaOmer is this daf Lamed Daled, right? And this is the remez, they say, right? In Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, machachu, they had a simcha. They had a simcha in Eretz Yisrael, machalei ma'arava. I saw that somewhere, and that's the remez if somebody has the minhag of learning this, and it's discussing Rav Shimon's opinion, and discussing Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Amazing. Anyway, machalei ma'arava, hafochba. So my chucha. So what was the problem with comparing pikadon and edus? So a couple of possibilities. Tikdani imale pikadon shekin. Well, what do we say? What or the whole, not just the comparison, but the rejection up above, right? So mal bikadon shekin lo asa bo mushba kenishba umezik eshogig. That was the phrase in Rabbi Shimon's discussion, right? Don't compare pikadon and edus, because pikadon, they didn't make mushba kenishba umezik eshogig. Says the Gemara Michti, wait a minute. Mushba mi pi atzmo be edus for Rabbi Shimon minole. How do you know by edus mi pi atzmo works? The Gemara mi pikadon. It doesn't talk about mi pi atzmo. Beferish. So where do you know that from? You learn it from Shvuos HaBikadon. So Bikadon Nami, Mushba Mipi Acherim, Nigmar Me'edus. Well, once you're comparing them, you learn Mipi Atzmo in one direction. Why don't you learn Mipi Acherim, the Shvuos Mipi Acherim in the other direction? So that's the question. The Gemara says, Umaychucha, why is that such a kasha? Why is that, why were they scoffing about that? Dilma Reb Shimon B'Kavachomer Ma'isila. Maybe he says, based on the Kavachomer, Mipi Acherim Chai, Mipi Atzmo L'Kol Shekein. If Mipi Acherim, there could be a Chiyiv, so Mipi Atzmo, surely there should be a Chiyiv. So that can't be the Chucha. That can't be the scoff. So Ella, this is the problem that they had with the Brisa. Ella Chucha Amezid Kishogig. Diktani malabikadon shkein lo asa bo mushba kenishba mezik eshogeg. Let's focus on the second phrase, right? By pikadon, mezid is not treated like shogeg. So michti, mezid gabe edus minolei. How do you know by shuasa edus that you're chayiv even be mezid to loksiv beven elam? It doesn't say venelam that you forgot anything. Hakanami loksiv beven elam. By both, it doesn't say venelam. So we should say mezid by both of them. So what does the brisa mean? Lo asa bo mezik eshogeg. So amalu Rav Huna, umay chucha. No, still, why is that a problem? Dilma mezid delav kishogeg bipikadon mi mi'ila Reb Shimon gamarla. So maybe because he learns it from mi'ila. That's why mezid is not called shogeg. So Gemara says, ahayni chucha. That's exactly the problem. Ad gamarla mi'ila nigmar lameidus. Why would you learn it from mi'ila, which is also an asham? Asham mi'ilos, we should learn it from edus. So Gemara says, mistavra mi'ila avle lameilif. No, maybe there's a better reason to learn it from Mi'ilah. What? Learn Shvuas HaPikadon from Mi'ilah. Shekein Mi'ilah, Mi'ilah. Shvuas HaPikadon is also called a Mi'ilah, your Moel and your friend. Umala bo ma'al, that lashon is even used by pikadon. Gemara says, Adarabba, me'edas ava lo me'elef. No, pikadon is closer to edas, shekein techta mitechta, as we had earlier. So the Gemara now has all the, similar to what we said before. Mistavra mi'elef ava lo me'elef. No, it's more logical to assume that shuas pikadon is compared to shuas, to mi'elef, shekein mi'elef. They both have that lashon in the Torah. Bakol, it applies to all types of case, to all people, right? Not limited to roi lahoid. Nehene, both are talking about you're getting some pleasure out of it, right? Me'ilah, you're getting pleasure from the Beis HaMikdash. And pikadon, you're keeping the other guy's item. Bikavua, they're both about, karbanos kavua. Asham, doesn't change based on value. Chomesh, you're chayav a chomesh by me'ilah and pepikadon. They're asham and they're both asham. So that's the similarities between me'ilah and shuas pepikadon. Says the Gemara, ah, the rabbi, me'edus, I'm a little me'ilah. Like we had earlier, maybe pikadon is closer to edus. Shekein, chait, they both have techta. Hedyot, they both are applying to non-hektish context. Bishvua, they're both about a shvua. Shvua sabikadon and shvua sa'edus. Tavi of a kafri, as we had before. Va'owin. So the Gemara says, hanach nefishin. Right, so those are the more, right, and this is what Tosfos brought before. Tavi and kafri have to be counted as one for me'ilah to be nafish. Right, and that's why hanach are nefishin. So we're still stuck. We don't know what the chucha, when we say macho aleba ma'arava, that in Eretz Yisrael, they scoffed, they had something wrong with the Reb Shimon's brisa, so we still don't know what that is. So we're up to number four, the fifth try, what the chucha is. Should we try to squeeze it in? Let's just try to do one more. Elamai chucha, ki yasar apapa rav arfuna beidu rishua, mi be rav, armi haini chucha. This is what they said the chucha is. Michti Reb Shimon, gzeira shava gamir. Reb Shimon learned the gzeira shava. Lama leita parich. If he learns Gzeira Shava, so what does he have to worry about? Mala bikadon shkin loasa bo mushba kinishba mezik ishogeg. Right? So if he learned a Gzeira Shava, so what does he have to ask that question for? So the Gemara says, umay chucha. And that's the chucha, right? If the Gzeira Shava overrides. So the Gemara says, umay chucha. Why is that a problem? Dilma ki parech mikami to take him like Gzeira Shava. Basher de kama like Gzeira Shava lo parech. They were only bothered before, but once they have, after. Before, ki parech mikami. He asked the question of how could you compare them before the other Gzeira Shava. But basar to kama like Gzeira Shava. Once the other Gzeira Shava, lo parech, he wasn't bothered. Period. So we'll stop there, do that last one, and we'll ask and get into the last one of Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Okay, again, today's shiur was sponsored the Refuah Shleima, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina, and also sponsored Le Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yitzchak Dov Halevi, Sali Shippel, and Leilu Nishba Shlomo ben Yitzchak, whose yard site is also today. We thank them for the sponsorships. Okay, we'll stop here.